appeals from decisions of the zoning administrator or grant certain sections. The board's proceedings are informal, but we do adhere to certain rules. We ask that those persons expecting to testify in this case be sworn in when the case is called. Cases will be heard in the order in which they appear in the docket. First, we hear the applicant, then others who wish to speak in favor of the case, and finally from persons in opposition. In the case of a variance or a special exception request, the applicants, proponents, or persons aggrieved under 15.2.23.14 of the Code of Virginia shall be permitted a total of 6 minutes each to present their case. The board will withhold questions until the conclusion of the presentation. Rebuttal may be permitted at the discretion of the board, but shall be limited to correction or clarification of factual testimony already presented, and rebuttal shall not exceed 5 minutes. After all of the cases have been heard, the board will decide each case. After your case is heard, you're welcome to stay through the remainder of the docket to hear the board's deliberations. Or you may leave. If you choose to leave, please do so quietly. The secretary of the board will notify each applicant in writing as to the decision of the board. Okay, back to the docket. Case number 42-2019, 2319 Fairmont Avenue. This is an application for a special exception for the zoning ordinance for a building permit to construct a new single-family detached dwelling at 2319 Fairmont Avenue, located in an R6 single-family attached residential district. The front yard setback requirement is not met. All those to be heard in this case, please stand and raise your right hand. Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Would you come forward, give your name, and present your case.
Thank you, sir.
Yep. Thank you. My name is Garrett Augustine. I propose to build a 16-foot wide house on a 20-foot wide lot up on 2318 Fairmont Avenue. What I'm asking for, since it's on a corner lot, I'm trying to get a variance on the 24th Street side. Basically, if you look at what's behind me, the lot is probably only a foot or two of buildable space. I'm proposing a 16-foot wide house because from a building standpoint, on one side I would like to have at least 3 foot so I can have openings on my wall, on my firewall. And then on the other side, that's basically just kind of the remainder on 24th Street. The block itself mainly has, well, it has 18-foot houses. I don't know if you can have this.
They have that.
You do have that, okay. I went around and looked at the parcel mapper, and I measured at least one of the houses in person, but, you know, they're all 18-foot, so on 21-foot lots. So a 16-foot was, you know, the best I could do. I think 18 would be too big, so that's why we came up with 16-foot for the lot. You know, I tried to build a house that fits the character of the neighborhood. The I'm going to go with hardy plank siding and fit the main characteristics of the neighborhood. I took a few pictures today to give an idea as well as what the neighborhood looks like in that area. Because one of the questions the zoning department asked me is, on these new houses, they're a little bit higher than the old houses. We put all our mechanicals underneath there. But I think it fits pretty well the character, and I can hand these around. I got a couple of the new houses, like across the street, that's a new house which built by Better Housing Coalition probably 10 years ago. Condition fall type house. Across the street, down the block here, some new houses. I'm actually currently in the process of building this one. It's like a condition crawl. Better Housing Coalition built that house. I built that house about 2 years ago. So the newer houses all sit up a little bit. They're all hardy plank. So I'm fitting the character. And this is just a picture of the block. We're here in the corner, and these are the houses that are on the block. I printed a couple of those if you guys see it. But man around. I guess I should have printed some more. Let's see. So I walked around the neighborhood, knocked on doors. And all the neighbors I talked to were in favor. Some of the people that have been there, a lot of people that have been there 30, 40 years, they were surprised I needed variance because they said what was there before was basically a house that size. So, and then I don't know, too. I was told maybe to show you guys some of my work. So, I've lived up in Church Hill since 2007, North Church Hill. So I've been renovating homes. I live over on 35th Street right now. so I'm familiar with the area. I always tell people I like short commutes. It's in Churchill, I'll do it. If it's anywhere else, I don't leave. So anyway, I'm fortunate that way. But here's, you know, one of the recent renovations, before and after. I can hand out an example of a new house I built that's just new. And then an example of a house where I tore it down and built a new one. So a couple of examples of my work, too. I try to fit the neighborhood with the character. Like I said, I live up there. I'm not looking to go anywhere. So I think that basically covers any questions for me.
Any questions for the applicant?
Did you talk to the Churchill North Association?
I did. Yeah, I talked to Sean Piles. He said they were fine with it. You know, maybe I should have got a letter. He said they'd send me a letter if I needed it. And I said, well, if you guys are fine with it, I think we're okay.
For the future, a letter helps.
A letter will help. Okay. Well, they did say they were fine with it, though. So.
And you understand when you're talking about hardy plank, you're committed to that.
Yeah, well, I should say cement this. I've always done hardy. I mean, if it's a different brand, that doesn't matter, right? As long as it is. Okay. I mean, I've actually always done hardy, but you never know. Other brands competitive.
Cementitious.
Cementitious. That's Bert's. That's what we put in the condition always. We don't say hardy.
Okay. Yeah.
Bert has admonished us appropriately not to use the word hardy.
But yeah, I always, every house I do it hardy. It seems like what the city prefers and the buyers.
Do you find that you're still economically competitive even though you're doing hardy?
You know, I haven't done vinyl in how long? I think the last time I did vinyl, I did hardy in the front and the vinyl on the sides because we're better housing.
You do okay selling.
Yeah, I do fine. I mean, I can keep my costs down because I live in the neighborhood. I don't know. I got pretty low overhead. But yeah, no, I think it. I do fine with hardy, and I think it looks good too. And again, well, I mean, one of the reasons it's like, even when I come up here, I can show you that everything I do is hardy plank, so I don't even do vinyl. So I don't
have to know the price.
This house will be for resale, yes. Some are resale, some are rentals, but this will definitely resale.
Question for you.
Yes.
This large building, what's the relationship of that to your site?
Oh, yeah, that's right across the, if you're sitting on this corner, it's right there.
Is this the lot?
Yeah.
This the lot's right here. I was kind of trying to show
the
corner.
Kind of diagonally like across the corner from you?
Yeah. I was trying to show that one just sitting up, off the ground a little bit.
No problem with the... Being out of scale for this one.
What was that? Oh, yes.
No problem with the height of yours.
Oh, good.
And is that parking in the back? Is that, am I looking at it? Yeah. It says this is being fixed.
Yeah.
That is being fixed.
Well, I think my...
You need to set it back further.
Yeah, we need... It has to do with the yeah, the backup space. We fixed it. My architect was confused because it said we needed 9 foot for a backup space. And he actually thought it was an extra space, like backup, like here's your first one and here's your
just
like backup.
Yeah.
But it was this one is backup.
Okay.
So that's what happened there. But so that was the new plans. And I noticed too, it's a 16-foot wide house. I noticed somewhere here for some reason that it said 18, but everything else is 16. So I don't know. I just noticed that today.
Well, the setbacks are wrong.
Yeah, everything in the setbacks. You know, you look at these plans numerous times and do something again. Yeah.
All right. Any other questions for the applicant? Anybody else to speak in favor of the case? Anybody to speak in opposition to the case?
Oh, yeah.
You want me to sit down?
So my question is...
Do you have a sheet?
Oh, I have to introduce myself first, right?
No, I need a yellow sheet.
What, a yellow sheet? My question is very simple.
Can I have that?
Oh.
No, you need to fill it out.
Before I speak?
No.
After you speak, but yeah. If anybody's going to speak, if they please fill out your yellow sheets before you're going to speak, it'd be appreciated.
Okay. So my question is that...
Your name?
My name is Bernice Travers. I own a lot next door to this lot. So I'm assuming, too, that my lot would probably have the same problem with the setback. Online, I noticed it had to have 15 feet front setback and a 3 foot side setback. Is that correct? So My question, so if this is approved for this particular property, do I have to come down and go through the process all over again for my lot, or would my lot automatically be approved also?
You want me to answer that, Roger?
I own the lot.
Well, it's not a corner lot.
No, it's not. You have a different lotting pattern. So in this case, it's actually a dual front yard, and he has a front yard requirement on Fairmont and North 24th. Your lot, your front on Fairmont next door?
I'm the lot next door.
On Fairmont?
Yeah, I have a setback.
You just have a front yard setback.
Right.
And you have two side yard setbacks. They're 3 feet each. Mm-hmm. So you, by right, you could build six from 21. By right, you could build a 15-foot wide house, by right. Okay. If you want a larger house, then you'd be coming back to this board.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming.
I don't know if I need it. It was just a question. I don't need a form for that. I'm not going to put that in the minutes. Next case. All right.
Excuse me. Case 44-2019. Application at Altadonna Properties for a special exception. The zoning ordinance for a building permit to construct a new single-family detached dwelling at 1509 North 22nd Street, located in R6 single-family attached residential district. The lot area, lot width, and side yard setback requirements are not met. All those who wish to be heard in this case, please stand and raise your right hand. You swear to tell the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Come forward, give your name, and present your case.
Chairman and members of the board, good afternoon. My name is Mark Baker. Baker Development Resources. I'm here to talk about a special exception request for 1509 North 22nd Street. I'm representing the property owner. This is special exception number 2, lot division to create buildable lots. In this case, it's a division of lot. It's developed with a single family in order to create a new buildable lot. So the goal is to permit the construction of a single family detached dwelling on that lot, which will be a new lot at 1511 North 22nd Street. Consistent with the special exception intent, and that's the creation of infill housing that's compatible with the neighborhood. It's a high quality for sale product, approximately 1,900 square feet. It's a nice modern open floor plan, 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths. There's a master bedroom suite with one suite master bath, walk-in closet, a nice second floor layout with bedrooms 2 and 3 sharing a Jack and Jill bedroom. So it's a nice modern floor plan, attractive in the market. In terms of the exterior, it's a compatible design utilizing quality building materials, including cementitious siding. So this property is located on the east side of North 22nd Street. It's between U and V, located mid-block. It's 55 feet wide. It's 125 feet in depth. It contains 6,986 square feet of lot area. The R6 lot area and the width for two lots are not met. The split would result in one lot that would be 23.5 feet wide at 2,947 square feet. That's for the new construction. And a 31.5 foot wide lot, which would be 3,950 square feet for the existing dwelling. In terms of the actual special exception tests, the lot was previously 2 legal lots of record that were subsequently combined. The single family use is consistent with use regulations. The lot would comply with the public street frontage requirements. Off-street parking would be provided to the rear of the property, accessed by a north-south alley. Lots would have side yards of not less than 10% of the width of the lot. Division would comply with subdivision requirements. The lots are consistent with the predominant lot area and lot widths in the vicinity. We'll talk about that in more detail if you have questions. And finally, the new dwelling would be compatible with dwellings in the vicinity. You know, within the block, all the dwellings are 2 stories. They generally have full-width front porches. There is a mix of styles. It includes, you know, your typical four-square, colonial revival with a front mansard, rear sloping roof, Italianate, and a number of dwellings with this forward-facing gable, sort of a, I guess you call maybe craft Victorian in terms of its form. So there are examples of that, and that's consistent with what we're proposing. In terms of building materials, it's predominantly siding, again, consistent with the proposed. Proposed new dwelling size in terms of width, in terms of depth, in terms of area within the range that are existing on this block face. And finally, I think it's worth noting that the existing dwelling is innovated as part of the overall development of the site. So this is actually the creation of 2 homeownership opportunities, which will be for sale product. In terms of the neighborhood outreach, The property is located in the Community Civic Association. We spoke with the president, Mr. Andrews. We do have a relationship with him. We've presented special use permits in this area in the past to him. He did defer on this request to the neighbors, given the fact that we had sent out notices. They did not want to review it as an association. We did send out letters to everyone with 150 feet, which is actually typical. We've not heard any opposition. We did follow up with Mr. Andrews yesterday, who indicated that he hasn't heard any concerns either. So I thank you for your time. I'll answer any questions you might have.
Questions for Mr. Baker?
Is the division along the original lot delineation?
I think we had to modify slightly in that. So these existed in this configuration with a home and a vacant lot. But for today's standards, in order to meet setbacks, we had to move that lot line slightly in order to accommodate a setback to the existing house, which wouldn't have met that originally, wouldn't have met today's setbacks originally. So the board does have the power as a part of the special exception to move that property line.
There appears to be a lot, looks like it's 1513, with a similar set of circumstances.
That's the newer construction at 1513. It's a similar sized house, similarly small lot, but existing, and in that case, could utilize its non-conforming rights as a legal lot of record.
That's all I have.
Was this originally just sort of a haphazard division of lots, or was there actually a subdivision? It looks like all the lots.
Not a subdivision. It's haphazard in the block. You know, we looked at the existing block face. We took it about a block out from there as well, looked at 51 properties. And there's a variety of lot sizes. And, you know, typically you're dealing with a subdivision where they were all 20s, yeah. They were, or sometimes even 15s, 15s, 20s, 25s, 30s. You know, in this case, it's just it's a mix of different lot sizes. So we ended up actually, we went a block out. We actually recorded all the lot widths, all the areas. And so, you know, what it came down to is we had to, in order to be able to try to quantify it, we said, well, how many lots are between 20 and 25? How many are between 25 and 30? 30 and 35? And the greatest number, 47% of those 51 were between 20 and 25. And then if you average those particular lots out, they averaged to just over 22 feet in width, which is right. We're at 23 and a half is what we're proposing. And similarly, if you average the lot areas of those, they come in just under what we're proposing in terms of the 2,900 square feet for the smaller lot. And then, of course, the larger lot is consistent with the pattern as well, because there's plenty of 30s and there's 33.3s and you know, you name it through the area.
It just seems strange. You wonder how it ever could have, those lotting patterns ever got created in the first place in such a new record. It is what it is. Any other questions for Mr. Baker? Anyone else to speak in favor of the applicant? Anyone to speak in opposition to this case? All right, thank you. Go on to our last case. Case number 45-2019, an application of Elliot and Christine Becker for a special exception of the zoning ordinance for a building permit to construct an addition and porch on the rear of an existing single-family detached dwelling at 4401 Stewart Avenue, located in an R5 single-family residential district. The front yard setback requirement is not met. All those to be heard in this case. You swear to tell the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Forward and give us your name and present your case.
Hi, I'm Elliot Becker for the house at 4401 Stewart Avenue. We're asking for a special exemption request. In terms of our goals for the house, we want to modernize the home and make it more livable by adding a first floor laundry room. The laundry is currently in the basement, kind of tucked back in the middle of nowhere, expanding the kitchen and bathroom and adding a screened-in porch. Consistent with our intent statement, you know, as you know, a large number of dwellings in the city were constructed many years ago and did not meet contemporary needs of owners or occupants with regard to size, number of functions, or amenities. This house currently only has one full bathroom and a very small half bathroom. So in addition to this screened porch and laundry we're putting on the first floor, there'll be a half bath there. and then we're redoing the upstairs to add another full bathroom. So we understand that the covered porch needs to be constructed exactly where it is proposed along the western property line. It's very close to our neighbors at 4403, who we have spoken with. The property is a lot of substandard width, so this side yard setback is only 4.75 feet. And we're proposing a setback of 4.78, so it doesn't leave us much room for error, and our contractor knows that. He's a very experienced contractor, has been doing it for a while. We reached out to our West Hampton Citizen Association, because they're the local group, and Barrett Clark sent a letter on 8:30, and we received no feedback from anybody there was a problem. He actually sent a note from Bill Hamill a few days later that they approved it, they saw no issues with it. I went around to all my neighbors, especially the people that live right next door to me, who's a contractor as well, and he had no problem with it. I also went to people who live right behind me and anybody within 150 feet, knocked on some doors, definitely learned who my neighbors were, good with good and bad, and no one seemed to have a problem with it. That's all I have.
Questions?
No?
I do have one question.
Sure.
The way you've got it designed, your porch portion is going to be on the inside of the lot, and the addition for the kitchen is going to be on the street side of the lot.
Yes.
I assume that that choice is made because of the fact that the kitchen is on that side.
Right.
Because if you were to flip it.
That's exactly right.
If you were to flip it, you might not need this section.
I know. And we sort of went back and forth. And then, you know, my wife and I were sitting there, we're going to live in this house, it needs a lot of TLC. We want to be able to look out in the kitchen when we're doing dishes and stuff and look through the porch to see our yard. We just got a puppy, we want to be able to see him out there. First, when we had it the other way, you can't see anything and you have to block in. We have a beautiful bay window that exists today, and I didn't want to have to get rid of that.
Plus, it doesn't line up with the kitchen.
No, it doesn't.
So.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else to speak in favor? Anyone speak in opposition? All right, thank you. That takes care of the agenda. Okay. Move on to the decisions. Uh, 42-2019, 2319 Fairmont Avenue. Someone make a motion?
Move approval.
I'll second.
This complies with the special exception requirement.
Yes. Nothing
you need to siding.
Okay.
Good, good, good presentation. All those in favor?
Aye.
No? 2-5. No. All right. 44-2019. 1509 North 22nd Street.
Move approval.
Second.
Complies with all the requirements of the special exception. I'm glad that Mr. Baker was able to explain a little difference in what the original lot line was. That was a little curious to me, but he's right. The variation in sizes of lots in this neighborhood is amazing. But I think this fully complies with.
And we forgot to mention on the first case, cementitious siding as
well. He did.
I did.
Oh, you did.
Same on this one.
Same on this one.
Yeah. All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Approved 5-0. Last case, 45-2019, 4401 Stewart Avenue.
Move approval.
I'll second.
You didn't discuss siding on this one. I didn't get anything in the minutes on this.
I think they're using, aren't they using stucco?
You might want to verify it. We didn't get that, I apologize. I should have brought it up.
Could you come up?
Yes, sir.
What is the finished material on the facade going to be?
There's vinyl siding that's been on the house for. I looked underneath it and it looks like it has some rotted out something under there.
I'm talking about on the addition.
Oh, it'll be. Well, I haven't decided actually yet, so to be honest with you. Is there a preference?
We like the hard, you know what cementitious siding is.
Okay. I hadn't gotten that far with my contract yet, but okay.
It's much more durable.
I thought there was something on the plans about it. Okay. Is there anything on the plans, Brian?
This is cladding as specified.
Yeah, I looked at the plan, but I didn't see anything.
So basically it's hardy plank, it's a recommendation?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Or another brand.
Sure. Thank you.
Good catch.
Okay. Should have called earlier.
Yeah, call a question. All those approve, all those in favor?
Aye.
Close. Approve 5-0.
It's great that you talked to your neighbors.
Yeah, great. Funny, my next neighbor was a company, he's a contractor, so.
I used to deliver papers in your neighborhood a long time ago.
But you had to live there then, too, right?
I lived there.
But you had to live there if you delivered papers, right?
I lived on Clark Road. You know where Clark Road is.
So you were in the, kind of in the neighborhood.
Kind of in the neighborhood.
Do you know the house that I'm renovating?
I do.
Kind of the farmhouse looking?
Yes, it's a great old house.
Oh, it is. I mean, it's an amazing house for that area. It's one of the few homes that has high ceilings.
Did it predate the rest of the neighborhood?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So it was a farmhouse.
Yeah. And it still has like it's a lot of original stuff in the home. It's really cool. Awesome. Great place.
Oh, good. All right.
Minutes?
Yeah, we've got three.
We have three.
We've got three.
I would move approvals.
Okay, Rodney.
Yeah.
Motion.
Mr. Samuels, seconds.
One other person.
And you vote.
Yeah, I can vote, but I can't.
We already have a motion or second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. No, 3-0.
3-0, got it.
3-0, 2.
No, there's no 2. You weren't here.
2 not voting.
2 can't vote.
Exactly. There was no photograph of this guy.
These folks are still here.
What?
Were they here on the first case?
I don't know what they're here for.
I was expecting somebody to come up.
He filled out a form when he got here. Are we adjourned, Roger?
Mr. Chairman?
More business before the board?
No, sir.